Blog Talk Radio.
Readers Entertainment Radio, where variety is the spice of life.
Well, welcome one and all. Hello, and this is Sheila English, and this is Readers Entertainment Radio. And tonight we're going to be talking about one of my favorite genres, graphic novels. And we're going to be joined by Anne Elizabeth, an author and of her own graphic novel that will be coming out. Also, the reviewer of graphic novels for Romantic Times magazine, so that's exciting. And one of my favorite authors, and of course one of my favorite people. And also, she has her own graphic novel, L.A. Banks. And hopefully at some point during the show, we're hoping to have somebody from Dynamite Entertainment join us. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that will happen. In the meantime, I want to welcome everyone to Readers Entertainment Radio. Welcome Anne and Leslie.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey there.
How are you?
Oh, well, I think your exuberance, Leslie, has rubbed off on me, and we're going to talk a little bit about why that is in just a minute. But first, I do want to invite our listening audience to call in to the show at area code 646-200-4071 with any questions or just to chat with us tonight. We'll also have our live chat session going on if you'd like to post your questions or comments there. We'll be checking that throughout the show. And then when the show is over, the podcast is going to be available for download or embedding about an hour after the live broadcast. And then we'll follow up on the show's website at readersentertainment.tv/radio. And there you'll find some links and some additional information that we'll put up in addition to having the show there. So I'm going to go ahead and I have to tell you, I was looking around at the Dynamic Forces website, actually, because they have, like, this these little tidbits that they put up. And I found this. I thought, well, this is a great way to start the show. I was going to read this. This is what I found. It says, the term graphic novel was first coined by Richard Kyle in 1964. I actually didn't realize it went back that far. It says, mainly as an attempt to distinguish the newly translated works from Europe, which were then being published, from what Kyle saw as the more juvenile publications common in the United States. And then the term was popularized when Will Eisner used it on the cover of the paperback edition of his work, A Contract with God, and other tenement stories, and that was in 1978. And this was a more mature work than many had come to expect from the comics medium, and the critical and commercial success of A Contract with God helped to establish the term graphic novel in common everyday usage. Now, it does look like somebody's called in. Let's stop just a second. Let me see who we have here in case it's Les. Hi, this is Sheila. Hi, you've joined us on Readers Entertainment. I don't know. Maybe they cannot hear me. Hello, this is Readers Entertainment. Well, I think we have lost them.
Well, Sheila, can I just elaborate a little bit more about the graphic novel?
Yes, yes.
Okay, fantastic. A graphic novel has also come to mean a compilation of comics. So, for example, if there's anything from 4 to 6 books in a series, they might be put together into a graphic novel form, which is a compilation edition. Sometimes they'll add some extras in and some sketches and some different aspects of artist drawing or writer's work. The graphic novel has been extremely popular because as editions have gone from comics into these compilations have become collector pieces as well. For example, the Laurel K. Hamilton books and Patricia books were gathered into a graphic novel afterwards. Will Eisner was also well known for having done work for the government. This is rather sort of an interesting little fact. He did army manuals teaching people how to be good soldiers. So comics have a very unusual tradition, everything from educating to entertaining. And one of the most popular realms, of course, is paranormal. So I know that's how I actually became a bit interested in it as well. So
now I found this other little tidbit too. It says in the early 2000s, sales of standard monthly comic books declined, while graphic novels made increasing headway at retail bookstores. Along with the shift toward graphic novels among comic publishers, traditional book publishers, such as Pantheon, have released several dozen graphic novels, including works originally released by comics publishers with much less publicity. And Anne, I know you're a reviewer as well, right?
Actually, I have reviewed a few books, but I'm also the art columnist for comics, manga, and graphic novels for RT Book Reviews magazine. So what I do is I interview people like Leslie Banks and Sherilyn Kenyon and ask them about what it was like to put together a graphic novel. I also find out tidbits from the industry, go to the Comic-Cons, meet and greet different artists, and gather news. And then I also organize reviews and work with reviewers to make sure our book reviews in an extremely non-biased manner. And then those reviews are posted on the RT Book Reviews website and in the magazine. And that has been a blast. I actually just turned in my 16th column, and that was an awesome feeling because it's mine, it's my column, and it's been great fun. And especially also in putting together my own graphic novel, which is coming out in July, and that's just, the whole thing has just been a wild experience.
And we do have a caller. We're going to try this one more time. Let's see. Hello, caller. You're with Readers Entertainment. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Actually, this is Les Bedell from Dynamite Entertainment.
Yeah.
Hey, Les.
Hey, Les.
How's it going, Annie? How's it going, Leslie?
We are very excited to have you on the show. I really appreciate you making the time. I just want to introduce you to our listeners. And this is Les, and it's DeBell, correct?
DeBell, yes.
Yes, from
DeBell. And the pleasure's all mine.
Oh, now, I was just going over some little tidbits about a little bit about graphic novels and the history of that, and Anne was kind of sharing some more information on that. But I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about Dynamite Entertainment and what you do there.
Well, we just recently partnered up with Dynamite Entertainment. Dynamite Entertainment actually, they lead the industry in big collectibles, high-end collectibles that most comic fans and non-comic fans purchase. They've worked with companies like Marvel, Lucasfilms, and various other companies. And right now, what Dynamite is looking to do, they're looking to get into graphic novels, not just any type of graphic novels. They're looking to get into literature. They're looking to get into romance. They're looking to open up the doors and basically bring comics as a medium into the mainstream, so it could be accepted in places like libraries and schools. And this partnership that we have with Dynamite is just the beginning. We're currently working with Leslie, we're working with Anne and a few others, Dean Koontz, Charlene Harris. The list goes on. And some of the things that we're about to do this year is we're going to amaze a lot of people.
So now, what do you do? Are you someone who goes out and finds the talent? Do you do editing? What do you do at Dynamite Entertainment?
Well, basically, my job is I seek out licenses. If there's a license out there that's hard, Dynamite basically tells me to go through the proper channels and see if this license is something that we could acquire for them. So you could say I'm a talent scout.
A talent scout.
I go out, I see
that.
The talent, and yeah, it's a fun job. I couldn't ask for any a better job. The people I work with are some of the best people in the industry, and the authors are just amazing. Like Leslie, Anne, George Martin, Dean Koontz, all these people—they're full of life and energy. you don't understand the feeling working in an industry that that you grew up loving. So I'm basically working in a field that I love. So I wake up every day and I enjoy my job.
Oh, that's true. That's fantastic. Yep. You know, I was just reading this little tidbit about how sales of graphic novels have been increasing since the early 2000s, which I got off the Dynamic Forces website. And I'm just wondering, you know, you're talking about, you know, all of these mainstream fiction authors are you're now going to them, or they're coming to you, and they're creating graphic novels. Do you see this as a trend that's gonna keep increasing?
The market, the graphic novel market, has jumped up increasingly. This was a market that no one really paid attention to, no one really cared about, I guess I could say. But right now, this market is basically taking the industry by a storm. You have schools using graphic novels as a form of getting kids that do not like to read, because they're basically reading the same literature with the added advantage of art being included with the literature.
So would you say it's kind of a bridge, kind of between the comic and like a full blown novel? Would you say that?
Oh yeah, it's definitely like what we at Dynamite Entertainment specialize in. We stay true to the literature. We don't take any creative liberties, which is one of the reasons why authors are basically knocking on our doors for us to work with them. They could bring it anywhere else, but by bringing it somewhere else, what usually happens is not as much care and love is given to the source material. We pride ourselves in staying true to the source material, so nothing is lost. On top of that, the thing with graphic novels, there has been a huge increase in sale. I think from the early 90s to now, sales in graphic novels have jumped over 200%. So maybe more. It's a huge market. If, like, most publishing companies right now are seeking to get into this market. Good thing with Dynamite Entertainment is we have a head start with, like, our Rolodex of authors and properties that we have access to. It's a pretty impressive list. I don't want to brag, but, like, even someone like Annie, who just signed a book deal, someone like Annie, because of the work she does, and because of her going out and marketing herself and marketing for others, she basically has a huge fan base that once her book comes out, we feel very positive that her book is going to surprise a lot of people.
Thanks, Les.
You know, Les, I don't want to I hate to interrupt, but I know we have only about another 15 minutes, and I have to tell you, our switchboard is – I've never had this many calls in the 2 years the show has been on. What I want to do is just take a break for a moment and find out what the callers are asking for, Les, in case that, you know, this is a question that maybe you can answer. So let me start. Callers, I see there are a lot of people on here. Please be patient. We're going to try and get everybody on. Let's try. Hello, you're on the air, Readers Entertainment.
Me?
Hi, do you have a question for us?
Yes, hold on. Do I take your speakerphone?
Whichever you'd like. We can hear you just fine.
Oh, okay, hold on. I just came in on, is Ms. Banks in the on the show?
I'm here, yes. Hi. How are you?
Are you doing a graphic novel?
Yes, definitely, and I am definitely working with Les and company. I'm real excited about taking the Vampire Huntress Legend series to graphic novel.
Yay!
So, yes.
Who's the artist?
Okay, right now it's Brett Booth, and I think Les is doing the first several issues.
Okay.
Yeah, Brett Booth is the same artist who worked on Laura K. Hamilton's Anita Blake. And we sold over 60,000 copies of that graphic novel.
Wow.
Can you all make I think the host was saying earlier about the popularity of this phone call or blog also had to do maybe with Facebook. That's how I found out about it just now, or like about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
It would be great to for Ms. Banks if fans knew what artist is going to participate on a graphic novel, so we will anticipate and research who that person is so that we can wait online to get that book.
All right, I promise you, before this call is over, I'll get it up on Facebook for you. but I think, you know what, I wanted to also just put in a little word, too, about the reason why I think graphic novels are spiking since 2000 is because we've become a more visual culture.
Yeah.
You know, everything is about the visual medium. It's games, it's television, it's movies, and that type of thing. And I think just as an author, to be able to see your characters actually come to life on the page and have an artist at that level like Brett Booth or somebody fabulous like Eric Battle, you know, those kinds of artists actually like take what's in your mind and put it on the page and you see your characters. It's just, there's no words for it. So it's fun.
Well, I hope your empire, especially the Naturo and Damali empire, expands into every media possible, because I would definitely be buying all those things.
Oh, man, thank you. Your mouth to God's ear.
And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And we have another caller, so I'm going to see if we can bring this caller in real quick. Let's see. Hi, caller. You're with Readers Entertainment.
Hello.
Hi. Did you have a question for us?
Actually, I have a couple of them, if you don't mind. For Les, what are you looking for in new writers and the new talent that's coming in? We've got lots of vampires out there and romantic heroes. Are you looking for cowboy Vikings or what? As, you know,
well,
the next thing. And for Anne and Leslie.
I think we might have lost our caller.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I think we lost her. Well, maybe less of her
question. Well, you know, if she can hear us, go ahead and call us back. I'll tell you what's happened is I think we may have short-circuited our switchboard.
Oh, wow.
Is this a good time to mention that I went and put all the announcements up on Facebook and Barbara Vey's blog and a whole bunch of other places?
Yes, I guess that would be good, too. Yeah, I think the switchboard just short-circuited for a moment, so caller, please do call back. And, you know, I can tell, you know, we still have some time left, and we're going to chat a little more, but I think that we're definitely going to have to come back and do this again, without a doubt, because I had no idea. It looks like our caller's back. Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Hi, this is Readers Entertainment. Are you back with us? Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, you're back with us.
I'm back with you,
you're
yes.
Back, yay.
I came back. I love it that we shorted you out. That's fabulous.
I know, there's so many calls.
I was asking for Anne and Leslie. What was, I love you guys. I've been following you for ages. What was the impetus to go graphic? I mean, it's a jump from romance into graphic. And now, as I'm understanding it with the new book that you've got coming out, Anne, you're going into paranormal?
Yes, I am. I'm going into paranormal. It's actually a paranormal I started, a story I started in high school. And it's been quite a journey to see it go from just a few thoughts generated into a manuscript and now into a script and now coming out as a comic. And the book is actually being looked at by several houses, which is awesome. And Leslie gave me a phenomenal cover quote. And why graphic? Because there's something about the visual connection that I think speaks to you on a real sort of mental soul level. You've got the words, you've got the thoughts, but somehow when you add the pictures, it's like a whole nother dimension.
Yeah, and I have to piggyback on what Anne is saying, because for me, the paranormal, well, the Vampire Hunters Legend series is action-packed. It is made for visuals. It, the way you see it in your head, as you know, when you're writing it, or the way a person may see it when they read it, I really wanted it to be a movie as soon as possible.
Ooh.
But the stage step before that is actually, to me, a graphic novel is almost like a storyboard of your tale. And with the respect in which the Bells were handling the material and not, you know, butchering it down and taking stuff out and whatever, and then they put these fabulous artists to it, I was just like, I fell out when I first saw a couple of Brett Booth's sketches. I just said, "Oh my God, this is what I saw in my mind," you know. So it was a natural extension for me.
I love his artwork.
Oh,
I mean, it's beautiful, and I'm really looking forward. You guys are going to be at RT again this year, aren't you?
Yeah,
chance to see both of you last year, and you were wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Well,
we'll
see you again, so we'll hopefully meet up.
I hope to see you again.
Cool.
Thank you for
thank
taking
you so
my
much
call.
For, yes, and thanks for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, wow, we're, and we still have a, it looks like might have one more. Let's see if we can bring them in. Caller, are you there? Oh, it looks like they hung up. That's all right. I do want to make sure, and I want to come back to you for just a moment, because I want to make sure that we get website addresses out, and I will post it to the blog, but we have a lot of people who subscribe to us via iTunes, and so I want to make sure that we voice that out. So, Anne, can we start with you? You want to let people know where they can find you online?
Oh, sure. My website is www.annelizabeth.net. That's two E's in the middle, AnneElizabeth.net. You also can see the Pulse of Power cover at pulseofpower.com. And you also can hook up with me on Facebook. Go ahead and give me a shout-out. I'll friend you, and you can learn the latest news and tidbits. And I give all sorts of different information on stuff going on in the industry, which is quite fun, too. And we get into some crazy discussions at times, which is just fabulous.
Leslie, what about your website? Where can people come and find out more about what you're up to?
Oh, sure. If they come to vampirehuntress.com, that's VampireHuntress.com. And Facebook, like Ann said, is also becoming like the new rage. And I'm on there as Leslie Esdale Banks. And that middle name is spelled E-S-D-A-I-L-E, LeslieEsdaleBanks.com. I'll friend you, and then I can link you over to my other website, which is LeslieEsdaleBanks.com, and, you know, all kinds of stuff, you know, just late-breaking news and posts of, you know, pics and stuff like that that are coming from the graphic novel will be up there, excerpts, all that.
Great. And Les, what about for Dynamite Entertainment? Where can people go and find out more?
It's Dynamite Entertainment, spelled out DynamiteEntertainment.com. And we have news and updates, but within the next couple months, it's going to be a lot of updates because we start the launch of the new graphic novel line this April, so next month. We start off with Robert Jordan, so that should be pretty big for us. And then just going to be updated as we bring in new projects, as we get more artwork done. So a lot of good things happening on our end.
Yeah, and I actually I went to the Dynamite Entertainment website, which is a fantastic website, by the way, and it just looks like you guys are not just busy, but just so successful. I'm so impressed. So I really want our listeners to, you know, if you love comics, you love graphic novels, you know, head over to Dynamite Entertainment and check out that website. It's really fantastic. Now, Leslie, I want to go back to you for just a moment.
For those people who are not familiar, and I'm sure there might be someone out there in the U.S. who's not, I don't know them, but could you tell people a little bit about what your upcoming graphic novel is going to be about?
Oh, sure. We're going to take the Vampire Huntress Legends series beyond book 12. It's a 12-book series now in the normal standard novel format, and people kept saying, we need more, we need more. So this is going to be an epilogue, you know, what happens after the big Armageddon showdown fight. So we're going to do that visually. Like what happened after the big, you know, big blow up. So
Leslie, do you have that piece that Brett did, the big war scene?
Oh,
up on your website?
You know what? I don't have it on my website. I need to put it up. The angel. I just have the angel. If you shoot me the JPEG, I'll put it on Facebook and I'll get
it right up. I'll do that today. Yeah,
because
okay. I think that's gonna blow a lot of people away.
Okay, I will put that on Facebook.
You're building the anticipation.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. So this is going to be hot. And like I said, man, the work that these guys have done, the art is just, oh, my goodness.
Now, Anne, tell us a little bit about what your upcoming book is going to be about.
About a woman who has too much money and too much magical power. It's all about control. It's all about good and evil and what you're going to do with it.
Ooh. Ooh. Now, do you have anything up on your website yet concerning the graphic novel?
I have a few things that are getting ready to come up. We just launched the Pulse of Power website. We're going to be putting some fan art up, and we actually have a fan anime, a short piece that someone made that we're going to be putting up as well. I'm probably going to upload that to Facebook tonight along with the new cover. But it's really cool. I'm hoping to gain a lot of fan art. So if there's artists out there and you want to come join in the Tia Pulse of Power world, please do. That would be awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, real quick, Les, could you tell, we've got about 2 minutes, but I know people are dying to find out. If they have an idea for a graphic novel or maybe they're an artist, is there something you can recommend to those aspiring writers and artists on how they might be able to break into the industry?
Oh, yeah, definitely. First thing is don't give up. Basically, I started my company because my brothers and I could not get into Marvel Comics. So we basically said, hey, if they won't pick us up, we'll start our own company. And that's how we started. My number one thing is to tell people never to give up because you're going to get rejections. For every one author we acquire, we possibly get two authors that basically reject us and say they're not really interested in the format because they don't understand the format yet. If you go to the Dynamite Entertainment website, there's a section there where under Contact Us where you could go and basically send submissions.
Okay.
That's the best way to get to us. Another thing you could do is go to different conventions. Go to Google, type up comic book conventions, see when and where. If there's anything close by to you, put a portfolio together, put your contact information, make some pamphlets that you could hand out and go to conventions and pass them out to as many companies as you can because you might have five companies tell you no and the very last one will say yes. So you never know.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And that's our piano music that lets us know we need to wind everything down. And I know we had other callers and callers. We definitely will have the blog up on readersentertainment.tv/radio. And you can download the podcast yourself if you'd like to do that. It's about an hour from now. It should be available on Blog Talk here. And we will definitely have to have all of you come back. Thank you so much for joining me.
Well, thanks
for
having
us.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners. Again, this is Readers Entertainment Radio, and I am your host, Sheila English. And thank you so much for joining us.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.